And I feel that we are already prepared to receive the love, the wisdom, the guidance that's coming through from Kryon, from Lee. Right at the beginning, when you all came in, there was so much excitement in the room, I could feel. And then Ilan led us through a meditation, and there was a beautiful field of coherence that we generated. And then I was listening to these little beeps that were coming from a machine, and to me, every time I heard that beep, it was Spirit saying, love you, love you. Every time the beep came in, it was a reminder, beautiful reminder, love you, in a very playful way. So I invite you to always be looking at the different signs, the different ways that we are constantly being reminded, love you, love you. For over 36 years, Kryon's message has been, you are dearly loved. You are never alone. And if we can cognize that truth, you're dearly loved, you are never alone, love you, this becomes that refuge of infinite peace within. And from this refuge of infinite peace, love, oneness, belonging, connection, we invite Kryon's message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I sit before a group of old souls. There'll be a time when you have to get away from the idea of group. I sit in front of one old soul. Many times. I sit in front of one individual soul in many seats. I am in love with the one in the seat because I, never having been a human, always in this channeling said, I am from Source, dear ones. You are not befuddled by an angel. They're all through your history, whatever that means to you. You expect them. This is the kind of energy that I have always represented. Source. That comes through your soul. You may not really understand that. You might say, well, it comes directly from that which is the creator, that which you have called God. That is what is in my life or talks to me. That's what I depend on. Are you aware that that is part of your soul? Are you aware that that soul of yours is one of the initial creations before the universe? That's how old you are. Did you know there's God inside you because your soul is part of that divine creator? So many of the systems, you might say, of spirituality on this planet claim that very thing. God is in your soul. And then they tell you your soul is over there and you're over here. And I'm here to tell you that those days are over. That's the children's story. The truth is so big. It's so beautiful. Your soul is here with you and always has been. But most of you are aware that it is beyond a veil. Sure, it could be here, but it really isn't here. And then I tell you, you're correct. But what is that veil? What's another word for that veil that separates the human consciousness from the soul consciousness? And I will give you that word, dimensionality. The higher you are in dimensionality in your consciousness as a human being, the thinner the veil. And that means some of you have taken that veil and are starting to shred it. And the love pours in and you feel it. And you look at the world and you're unhappy and you wring your hands at the same time, you're starting to feel a lot of love come to you. It seems like an oxymoron until you truly understand and realize who you are, the front runner. The concept has been put forward that we are going to say yet again that will be the future of how old souls work with humanity. Right now, old souls are very attuned into those on the planet who are suffering. For instance, right now, this group of old souls in this room might take just a moment, knowing that there are places on this planet where there's great grief and sorrow and hurt. Those who are able to tune into empathy would say, yes, I can feel that. I don't want to go there because I will also be in great grief. Let me tell you, this is one of the attributes that is changing with the old soul. Compassionate action voids empathy. What it means is you don't have to then absorb someone's grief to help them. Because you are now in a dimensional shift where you go right to that soul and you're giving them a picture that they will then have later. You see them when this is a lot different, maybe over. You see them smiling actually because it has been settled or because something has happened now that have helped them. Compassionate action is your ability to leap over time. That's dimensionality. You see somebody in the hospital who is suffering, think of when they get out of the hospital and it's all well and they're smiling. You focus on that and send it to them. And suddenly, that is the compassion of an old soul who does something. Or you could choose to be empathetic and sit and cry with them. That does nothing for them, for you, or for humanity. Are you aware of that? There is so much more here. We've spoken of the field. The field is that consciousness which is in many kinds of layers, which is always laying upon the consciousness of humanity in general. That's why it's called a field, and it's changing from place to place, but the field explains that which is, for instance, those who could read in far places, so they could tune in to what's perhaps happening 14,000 miles away, because it's all in the field in real time. There's a name for them, remote viewers. Even the government has used remote viewers because they believe in the field. They know it's there. Metaphysically, spiritually, it's time for the field to be used in its preciousness, in its beauty, in the way it was designed. When you have joy in your life, let's make it ultimate joy. What makes you swoon? Being with an animal, being with your partner, being with nature, listening to certain kinds of music. What is it that makes you, lets you drop into your heart and go, this is what life's about? I'll tell you what happens, old soul, in this consciousness that you're developing, that goes on to the field. And where does the field go? Everywhere. And what happens when you have an entire, let's say, assemblage of many old souls doing the same thing and putting it onto the field? In a way, you're not doing remote viewing, you're doing remote transmission and sending it to those who can't do it, whose consciousness is not there yet, or in so much pain and grief, they have no ability to go there. And that's what you're here for. And the higher the consciousness becomes with you, the more you can do. I want you to think about that tonight, just before you go to sleep. You may be one who is used to praying for the situation, praying for others in your own way. I want you to drop that own way for just a moment, and I want you to consider that you are a powerful beacon and that you are about to put on the field love, compassion, kindness, healing, all of those things. And it's going to be seen and used immediately. Will that change what you do? It will, because now you realize it's not bouncing off the ceiling. You're doing something. This lifting of the veil, this idea that there's higher consciousness, plays right in with the ability of soul communication. And that is why the teacher Giesemann is here today. Because she's going to show that this is not something that is unusual or that is limited to just a few, but is available to all. How would you like to know that those you've loved and lost are here at some level? You can, and they are. Dear ones, there is so much to teach. But the best news I could ever give you is that 2026 is the year that begins coming out of the darkness. And it starts to enhance these things which I've just given you. It starts to enhance your abilities to help others. But you have to forget some of the old things that perhaps didn't work before, or what you felt you could or could not do by what you were told perhaps by a teacher. Even metaphysical teachers, even the ones that mentored you, didn't have this energy. They wouldn't have given you this information. This is what you needed to know. That's why you're here. Perhaps to hear this one message, you're changing. Each one of you, separately, independently, dearly loved, I ask you to feel it, accept it. Do you give permission for this? This is the first question that Spirit asks. You have free choice to go here or not. Will you accept a better energy for your life? It's about time. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.
Following that beautiful message from Kryon, we invite you to bring your awareness back into the one body we share. Beautiful reminder that Kryon just sees one soul in front. And as we bring our awareness back, remind ourselves of all the good things to come, Lee and I want to let all of you know that you are included in part of our good things to come. Gathering together like this is precious for us. We have a different feel to it from when we're behind the camera and we're so filled with joy and happiness to be here with all of you and to have the guests that are coming and sharing this weekend with us.